Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
It is true that questions change, and we need to be in touch with young people. There's no shortcut. You do have to be paying attention to what young people are saying and listening to the media to some degree to discern where the arguments are changing. But many of these long-term worldview assumptions have been around for centuries, and Christians need to educate themselves on those. One of the things that Francis Schaeffer was so good at teaching was, if you understand the underlying assumptions, you will be able to figure out where the culture is going, because there are logical implications of your assumptions. Part of worldview thinking is being able to track, if you have certain premises, where is it going to lead? If we had been tracking the secular worldviews, we would not have been surprised, for example, by the 1973 Roe v. Wade abortion decision. That's where our culture was headed. We would not be surprised by the rapid rise of the homosexual movement today, because we would have been able to anticipate it. It's a natural outgrowth of the presuppositions that people hold. So there's twofold. You do need to be listening to young people and learning their language, just like any missionary. You know, we're called to be missionaries, and we should learn the language of the people we're trying to reach. But secondly, we'll be better equipped for that if we understand these larger themes that tend to hold throughout Western intellectual history and are able to see where they're heading. And so we're not always reactive. We can be proactive, because we'll know where they're going, since they do tend to work out the logic of their assumptions, of their premises.
You know, you talked about being missionaries. I know Paul talks about, you know, that we are ambassadors. And you address that a little bit in the book, Finding Truth. What does it mean to be an ambassador? And if we take on that assignment, then what kind of preparation should we be doing?
Right. The message in Scripture is that we're ambassadors. We're missionaries. We have to train ourselves just as well as any other ambassador. I lived for many years in the Washington, D.C. area, so I knew a lot of graduate students who were getting their degrees in international affairs and so on. And it was fascinating to talk with them, because they all understood the concept of worldview, not because they were reading Christian books on the subject, but because that's what their training consisted of. They were being taught that learning the language is actually the easier part. Learning the worldview of the people you're going to is the tough part. You need to understand how they think, how they see the world, and what are their assumptions, what are their questions. And it was amazing talking with them, because they showed why Paul was so right to choose that metaphor, that we too are ambassadors. In the same way, we need to learn the language, but even more important, we need to learn the underlying thought forms and worldviews of the people that we're trying to reach. It's just part of the job description.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.